It's yours?
No,
I... Your mother said she found it in your closet.
I don't know. One of the guys must have...
Must have what?
Look, Dad, it's
Where
not...
Where did you get it?
Dad,
answer me. Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You, all right? I learned it by watching you.
Parents who use drugs have children who use drugs.
That's the repercussion!
Horrors, treachery,
Come on. Wild time.
Test results on the lieutenant's exam. First out of 23. What'll it be then? Patrol Division, Internal Affairs, what?
I was thinking Detective Bureau.
Edmund, you're a political animal. You have the eye for human weakness, but not the stomach.
You're wrong, sir.
Would you be willing to plant corroborative evidence on a suspect you knew to be guilty in order to ensure an indictment?
Dudley, we've been over this.
Yes or no, Edmund?
No.
Would you be willing to beat a confession out of a suspect you knew to be guilty?
No.
Would you be willing to shoot a hardened criminal in the back in order to offset the chance that some lawyer...
No.
Then, for the love of God, don't be a detective. Stick to assignments where you don't have to make those kind of choices.
Dudley, I know you mean well, but I don't need to do it the way you did. Or my father.
At least get rid of the glasses. I can't think of a single man in the bureau who wears them.
Is your pulse racing? Do your toes curl? Is your temperature rising? I've got bad news, girl. You have the most beautiful face I've ever seen. But statistically, you've probably got COVID-19. So baby, stay the fuck away from me. I have a passion for distancing socially. And as much as I love you, I'm gonna keep upwind of you. Baby, stay the fuck away from me. I miss your soft kisses and your tender embraces. But we can't 69 with masks on our faces. I long to suck your spit and put my fingers in your mouth like I used to do. But speaking clinically, that would put me in the ICU. So baby, stay the fuck away from me. Or else you'll be my ex permanently. And as much as I love you, I'm fine with just a picture of you. Baby, stay the fuck away from me. You know that I love you. When I masturbate, I'll be thinking of you. Baby, stay the fuck away from me.
Are the doctor's reports confirmed?
Definitely. Says here Mackley Green has suffered a severely cracked third metacarpal in his left hand. Okay. Of course, we can cancel the fight indefinitely if you're set on fighting Green.
Hey, it ain't just Green. Now, what about all the time Apollo has invested?
I believe we can find a solution.
Solution, nothing. Now, you better find me another rank contender, and I mean in a flash, Jurgens.
Don't play games with my client. Apollo's already done $1 million worth of publicity, has made contractual obligations with 20 different organizations. He's not going to be embarrassed.
I contacted Ernie Roman's manager. Ernie's fighting in France that same week.
And get me Buddy Shaw. Hell, he's ranked fifth.
Went to California and gained 50 pounds. I get hold of every worthwhile contender, and they all say the same thing. 5 weeks just isn't enough time to get into shape.
Oh, shape, nothing, man. They're afraid. Hell, they know everybody in the world's gonna see this fight, and none of them got a prayer whipping me. So they're making excuses so they don't have to be the chump to get whipped in front of the whole civilized world.
All I can say is I'm a good promoter. I've promoted fights in every goddamn country in the world, and I've broken my ass over this one. But I don't know what the hell else to do.
I do. Without a ranked contender, what this fighter's gonna need is a novelty. This is the land of opportunity, right? So Apollo Creed on January 1st gives a local underdog fighter an opportunity. A snow white underdog, and I'm gonna put his face on this poster with me. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm sentimental. And a lot of other people in this country are just as sentimental, and there's nothing they'd like better than to see Apollo Creed give a local Philadelphia boy a shot at the greatest title in the world on this country's biggest birthday. Now, that's the way I see it. And that's the way it's gonna be.
Apollo, I like it. It's very American.
Now, Jurgens, it's very smart.
Wow, what is it?
I just want to check this thing out. You know, you said pick up 2 yards from Schneider and a gram from Capoli, right?
No. 2 yards from Capoli and a gram from Schneider.
Two yards.
Okay?
Yeah, I got it.
Now, who's this girl you're going out with tomorrow night?
How'd you know?
You know, don't you think I hear things? A lot of canaries flying around the docks.
I'm going out with Paulie's sister.
Hey, Rob.
What?
Hey, she's retarded.
She ain't retarded, she's shy, you know?
I'll tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo.
Hey, this bum got to say that.
All right, back it up, buddy.
I'm calling you a bum.
Okay, relax. But he's in a bad mood. It's his prostate.
Well, he's always in a bad mood. You know, you ought to count your blessings, buddy. You're still a healthy person. You know that?
I don't like your face.
I don't like your Z's.
Kiss my ass.
I'm off your shoulders, Al. Come on,
relax. My ears. What are you driving me crazy? Both ears.
But he doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Now, some guys, they just hate for no reason. Gabby?
Yeah.
Come here. It's $50. You and your girl, Adrian, you have a nice time, yeah?
Thanks. Hey, how'd you know her name?
You don't think I hear things?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob.
What?
Remember what I told you.
What'd you tell me?
Take her to the zoo.
What? Come on, get to her!
Some more coffee, Mr. Creed.
No, thanks, Shirley. What do you think about Billy Snow?
Fouls.
How about the Big Chuck Smith?
Yeah.
He's too old and dull. Hey, the Bobby Judge, he's a good boy.
No, and I don't feel any heat from that name.
Joe Zack's a good prospect. Exactly what are you looking for, Apollo?
This is what I'm looking for. The Italian Stallion.
Rocky Balboa? Never heard of him.
Look, it's the name, man. The Italian Stallion. The media'll eat it up. Now, who discovered America? An Italian, right? What would be better than to get it on with one of his descendants?
He's a southpaw. I don't want you messing around with southpaws, man. They do everything backwards.
Southpaw, nothing. I've dropped him in 3. Apollo Creed meets the Italian Stallion. Sounds like a damn monster movie.
Afternoon nap for years. Well, this is just the biggest day of his life. I don't know how to thank you.
Oh, you just did, that wonderful lunch.
Oh, well, I do like to cook. You'll take some coffee, won't you?
Yes, please.
Oh, decaffeinated, of course.
Right.
Hello? Yes. What? Really? Yeah, he's here. I'll tell him, okay. Thanks, bye-bye. Superman? That was my friend Betty. There's been an accident on the Old River Bridge. A trailer truck crashed through the barrier rail. It's hanging off the side of the bridge, and the driver's still in the cab. Oh, I'm sorry. I hate to make you rush off.
Well, there's no rush.
But the bridge...
Oh, it's okay. I always get there on time. Come on, let's relax a little. You know, it's unusual finding a good-looking girl like you alone like this.
Listen, are you sure you shouldn't do something about the bridge?
What bridge? You're right. I have to get going.
Has done it, King. Triple H is a WWF champion. I don't. Triple H, the man that almost ended Austin's career in SummerSlam. And I'll the WWF champion again at Austin's own hand because the Rattlesnake made a commitment that we'd have a winner. And Austin kept his word.
Oh, look at that.
Look at healthy Tony Austin. Big mistake!
Defenseless against the Undertaker. Oh!
Hackman wet after being knocked into the fountain outside. Hard clothesline by The Undertaker, and the end may be near. The Undertaker's clothes are ripped.
The Undertaker now.
No!
With the executioner. Can he get in the power drive? Look at the water. Oh! Forget about it. Can he pin him? All right, now. There's a count of 10. This match may not be over. If the executioner can get back up. Here we go. The match may not be over.
Get up, executioner!
It's history! The Undertaker!
Horses in the sun, I'm supposed to get in it right and done. Mm-hmm. All the tired horses in the sun, I'm supposed to get in it right and done. Mm-hmm. All the tired horses in the sun, I'm supposed to get in it right and done. Mm-hmm. All the tired horses in the sun, I'm supposed to get in it right and done. Mm-hmm. All the tired horses in the sun, I'm supposed to get any riding done.
Tackleberry, you try it. Same situation.
All right.
Here is the house. Here's the window. I'm the burglar. Coming out of the house, over the hedge. I've got the stolen stereo in my hand.
Drop that stereo before I blow your goddamn nuts off, asshole!
Tackleberry, we really need to talk.
Down low.
ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we are moments away from the WWF Championship match between Shawn Michaels and Goldust, and Mr. Bob Backlund has appeared on the scene. I have no idea what he's doing out
here.
Like
I said, ladies and gentlemen, you all know that Mr. Backlund's bringing back the man that's going to win the WWF champion in the near future. But right now, I want to introduce somebody that's going to be his mentor and his trainer, a man that I have a tremendous amount of abomination for. Look it up if you want to know.
How about Unstable? Look that up.
Although I have a lot of abomination for, I respect him tremendously. I respect him for what he's done in wrestling as an amateur and as a professional. And without any further ado, I want to bring you the Iron Sheik.
What? The Iron Sheik beat Bob Backlund in 1983 for the WWF title. And now they're in cahoots together, apparently. I don't believe this has been an unbelievable night. I thought the Iron Sheik was in a home somewhere. I have learned quite a bit that I didn't know at the beginning of the show, fans. So the Iron Sheik is going to be the trainer of Bob Backlund's new associate that should be debuting soon here in the World Wrestling Federation. And obviously they've got one thing on their mind, Kevin, and that is to win the WWF Championship. I wonder what Shawn Michaels thinks of all this. Well, Shawn better keep his mind on Goldust and not this pair. The Iron Sheik provided Backlund with the most humiliating experience of his career.
Welcome back to the WWF, sir! Mr. Bob Backlund, first of all, my pleasure to I come from 10,000 mile, oldest country in the world, Tehran, Iran. My pleasure, Mr. Bob Backlund. You was yourself great All-American, college All-American.
Well, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same, it would seem here.
Mr. Bob Backlund, six-time WWF six-year champion. I was lucky that night I come champion. And you people remember, I was the real Iranian. I come Olympic Munich, Germany, and also United States of America, and the greatest wrestling
country. This interview should have been closed caption.
WWF
well,
champion.
Fans, we've got to take a quick break. And when we come back, I can guarantee you, we are going to see Shawn Michaels defending the WWF title against Goldust. That much I can promise you. Stay with us.
We'll be right back. Hit him, you're gonna roll over him like a bulldozer, an Italian bulldozer. You know, kid, I know how you feel about this fight that's coming up, because I was young once too. And I tell you something, well, if you wasn't here, I probably wouldn't be alive today. The fact that you're here and doing as well as you're doing gives me, what do you call it, a motivation? huh, to stay alive? Because I think that people die sometimes when they don't want to live no more.
Nature's smarter than people think.
And nature is smarter than people think. Little by little, we lose our friends, we lose everything. We keep losing and losing till we say, you know, oh, what the hell am I living around here for? I got no reason to go on. But with you, kid, boy, I got a reason to go on. And I'm going to stay alive. And I will watch you make good.
And I'll never leave you.
And I'll never leave you until that happens. Because when I leave you, you'll not only know how to fight, you'll be able to take care of yourself outside the ring, too. Is that okay?
It's okay.
Okay. Now, I got a little gift for you.
Now,
wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
Really, I don't need nothing.
Look at this. See that? This is the favorite thing that I have on this earth. And Rocky Marciano, give me that. You know what it was? His cufflink. Huh? And now I'm giving it to you. And it's got to be like an angel on your shoulder, see? And if you ever get hurt and you feel that you're going down, this little angel is going to whisper in your ear. He's going to say, get up, you son of a bitch! Because Mickey loves you. Okay?
Thanks, Mick.
All right.
I love you, too.
Go after him, kid. Go after him.
Thanks.
Right.
You was the angel.
There it is.
What happened to his other coupling?
I don't know. He only gave me one. He gave it to some bum.
Come on, man.